This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At least 44 people were killed and more than 67 injured in a fire at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriya on Monday. Health officials and police believe the fire may have been started by an oxygen tank explosion, as was the case in a similar fire in a Baghdad hospital earlier this year. The office of Iraq's Prime Minister, Mustafa al-Kadhimi, says he ordered the suspension and arrest of the hospital manager and other health and civil defense officials in Nasiriya. A policeman at the scene told Reuters news agency that an oxygen tank explosion was the likely cause of the fire. In April, a fire caused by an oxygen tank exploding at a COVID-19 hospital in Baghdad killed at least 82 people and injured 110 others. Health sources said earlier the death toll from Monday's fire could rise, as many patients are still missing. Two health workers were among the dead. Angry relatives gathered in front of the hospital and clashed with police. Reuters reports two police vehicles were set alight. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus crisis. It has killed 17,592 people in Iraq and infected more than 1.4 million. Venezuelan prosecutors on Monday said they had charged opposition politician Freddy Guevara with terrorism and treason, among other allegations, after the country's intelligence service arrested him from his car on a Caracas highway. In a statement, the chief prosecutor's office said it had sought an arrest warrant for Guevara due to his alleged, quote, ties with extremist groups and paramilitaries associated with the Colombian government. Guevara is a close ally of opposition leader Juan Guaido. The United States recognizes Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. VOA News. Large contingents of Cuban police are patrolling the capital, Havana, following a rare protest around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protests, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstration and others in communities around the tightly controlled country marked some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment in decades, and authorities appeared determined to put a stop to it. U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for the people of Cuba, underscoring their right to peacefully protest. In remarks at the White House Monday, President Biden said, quote, the Cuban people are demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. Biden said the United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights. He called on the government of Cuba to refrain from violence in what he called their attempt to silence the voices of the people of Cuba. The White House is rejecting Cuba's claim that the United States is to blame for the public unrest. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during Monday's White House news briefing, quote, there's every indication that yesterday's protests were spontaneous expressions of people who are exhausted with the Cuban government's economic mismanagement and repression. She added, these are protests inspired by the harsh reality of everyday life in Cuba. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, also backed Cuban anti-government protests on Monday. Borrell said Cubans have the right to protest and called on the government to listen to their grievances about COVID-19 and medical and food shortages. A government minister in Uganda, Chris Baryamunsi, has told the Guardian newspaper that his country has the money to buy vaccines for COVID-19, but is having trouble purchasing them from Western countries. He said, quote, this is a challenge of access and equity. We have to rely on the Western world, and the Western world has focused on its population. He said it appears that countries with access to the vaccine, in his words, don't care about Africans. The United Nations said Monday that global hunger grew dramatically in 2020 due to, in large part, to the effects of COVID-19 on the cost of and access to food. World Food Program Chief Economist Arif Hussein said the reality is worse than expected. He said in 1 year alone, the number of people in the grip of chronic hunger has risen more than in the previous 5 years combined. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.